USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The port of Long Beach, California is much quieter than usual today. There are no workers at its biggest terminal. Daily workers fail to show up. NBC correspondent Dana Griffin in Long Beach says the job action could quickly snowball.
There could be a potential backlog if these slowdown disruptions continue because labor negotiations stall. We could see a backup of shipments, which could in turn turn into late fees for the shipping companies.
The ports of Los Angeles and Oakland have also experienced daily worker no-shows. The FBI was supposed to bring a document to the ranking members of the House Oversight Committee today, a document that committee chair James Comer claimed would confirm allegations that then-Vice President Joseph Biden was involved in a criminal operation with a foreign national. But Comer says the FBI did not deliver.
At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
The people who've seen the document say the allegations come from an unnamed whistleblower, someone Comer says has been in the FBI's employ for years, but it also provides no proof that the allegation is true. Attorneys for former President Trump traveled to the Justice Department today, presumably to make a pitch for not indicting their client. The grand jury hearing evidence in the classified documents case is expected to meet again this week. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork to become a candidate for president. The filing with the Federal Election Commission comes as Pence is expected to make the official announcement on Wednesday. Meanwhile, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has decided not to run for the Republican nomination. He wrote on Twitter and in the Washington Post, "The stakes are too high to hand the nomination to someone who gets only 35% support." This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The man implicated but never charged in the disappearance of an Alabama teenager on the island of Aruba more than 15 years ago could be back in the USA as early as tomorrow.
Yuron Vandersloot facing extortion charges for allegedly promising to lead Natalie Holloway's family to her body in exchange for $250,000. Natalie disappeared in Aruba back on May 30th of 2005, 5 years to the day of her disappearance on May 30th of 2010. A 21-year-old woman, Stephanie Flores, was found dead in Vandersloot's hotel room. He was found guilty of murder and has been locked up in prison in Peru, where he served a 28-year sentence. I'm Laura Winters.
A celebration in Raleigh, North Carolina over the weekend to mark the landmark speech made by former North Carolina State basketball coach Jim Valvano 30 years ago as he was dying of cancer. The speech also announced the formation of the V Foundation for Cancer Research. The NBA Finals is a 1-1 affair heading into Game 3 Wednesday in Miami. The Heat beat the Nuggets in Denver yesterday to even the series. The Stanley Cup Finals Game 2 is tonight in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights took the opener over the Florida Panthers. The NFL player who nearly died on the field last season is now a big advocate for teaching cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin's launching a nationwide CPR campaign through his foundation, which is giving away defibrillators. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.